This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now. And Tom, I guess probably the big question on a lot of people's minds is Patrick Mahomes okay? They pulled him out at the end of the game yesterday.
Yeah, they're calling it week to week.
Okay.
Because, well, the NFL is week to week.
Week to week, so that's true.
Wait another week. I got to think if he can play, he will. Had the Bills lost yesterday, the Lions, I would just pull Mahomes out of there. You don't need him. I mean, you would have wrapped up home field advantage throughout the playoffs had the Bills lost yesterday, but they didn't. They won at Detroit, so it's still a two-game lead for Kansas City with three games to go. So these games do matter, and this matters. I mean, hosting the playoffs at Arrowhead Stadium is a lot different than having it go through Buffalo. So you got to make sure you secure this thing. Hopefully he's okay. He's a reason to watch football. I mean, he is just a magnificent player. They're a different kind of Chiefs team, though. I know a lot of people are like, they're not as good as they used to be. No. They are a different team than they used to be. They are a defensive-minded, hard-nosed, physical football team. The Chiefs will beat you up, and they will get turnovers. They are a fantastic team to watch if you like defense and physical play. They no longer, you know, beat you with an aerial attack. They will do that.
But if they have to.
Mostly, they will beat you with the field position game and figure out a way to win the game. And Andy Reid's one of the best coaches in the history of the game.
And they had a two-touchdown lead with about 5 minutes left in the game when they pulled him out. So, I mean, it was a fairly safe bet that they could get a couple of first downs and maybe run the thing out.
Mm-hmm. It's an ankle injury.
Yeah.
And we've seen this before where he's played on it. He's had it, you know, heavily wrapped or whatever and still finds a way to hobble around and make plays. As long as his arm is okay and his mind is clear, he's going to make plays.
Yep.
Maybe won't have the mobility that he had before. But again, this is run by, I think, this season, Steve Spagnuolo's defense. It has been fantastic. And they are the best team in the NFL right now by record, 13-1. The Lions lost, so they're now 12-2. The Eagles are really good. They're 12-2. Those teams are fighting for top spot in the NFC.
Ah, good.
Yeah. So this time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
I know we have the bragging rights game coming up on Sunday. I actually went to one of those games years and years ago. I don't remember when it was, but they are fun.
Oh, it's great.
Is how we look at Mizzou-wise, I mean, Illinois, right, has been pretty
good.
They
lost a close one to Tennessee the other night that they probably should have won.
But ultimately, pretty good, I thought.
And, of course, Mizzou upset Kansas. This is shaping up to be a pretty good game.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
It's at noon on Sunday, and Kim, I grew up going to those games when I was a kid. It's some of my favorite sports memories. In fact, up until a couple of years ago, I think I went to like 35 in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was just what we did as a kid. I went to the game, whether it was with my dad or with the whole family, or later after my dad passed away in 93, that was the triple overtime game that following December. And I remember thinking about him, how much he would have enjoyed that. And I just kept it going, kept the tradition going. You know, I come back for the holidays, I go to the Bragging Rights game, root for Mizzou.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up a Tiger like my dad. And then I went to Indiana, and Illinois is also their rival, so it was perfect. But I do really appreciate what Illinois has done. Brad Underwood is a terrific coach. The loss to Tennessee should not hurt them at all. They should have had it. But they'll get some signature wins. Tennessee's a darn good team and found a way defensively to pull it out 66-64. But Illinois, I think, is one of the most talented rosters he's had in 8 years there. 8 years he's been there, by the way. It seems like that happened really fast. But Brad Underwood in Illinois will be a great competitor with Missouri on Sunday. I think Missouri is an up-and-comer. They'll have a little more crowd than they usually do. Illinois usually dominates from a crowd standpoint. I think that'll change. And it'll be a really, really fun atmosphere.
And any chance you are going to Notre Dame on Friday?
Zero.
Oh, come
because
on.
Because it's my daughter's birthday party.
Oh, it's that day, huh?
She's like, Dad, I'm so sorry.
That's some bad timing.
I'm like, hon. I'm like, you guys just enjoy the party and I'll be watching it. No, I'm just kidding. I will, of course, we'll have it. We're going to have some of her friends over. And, of course, we got TVs. We got rooms. The game will be on. I would not worry about that. And she's a huge fan. So that will be, you know, priority for her also. It's her birthday party. She can do what she wants.
Right.
It's my
I think it's going to be a great football game. I really do. I think both teams are pretty even. Notre Dame has a great defense. Indiana has a great defense. Both teams have playmakers on offense. Both teams are big and physical. Both teams are in the state of Indiana. It's going to be a great football game, and I'm excited about it. I really am. I mean, I never dreamed that Indiana would be playing for a chance to get to a national championship. It's going to be tough. If they can get through it, Georgia is next, but I think they can. I think they can win this
game. Are they
game.
10-2? 10-1?
11-1.
11-1. Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Carl was saying this was the first at-home win, right?
For
the new coach, right? That's a pretty big deal.
For Jim Montgomery.
The Blues.
Sorry, for the Blues.
Yeah, great win yesterday.
I thought they had already won one at home, but I guess
they lost in overtime.
Yeah, they lost to the Flyers in OT. They got a point in that one. They got a point against Dallas the other day, but that's only because Jordan Bennington was out of his mind on Saturday.
He only had 18 shots on goal the whole game.
He was ridiculously good. He made 35 saves and made some insanely good saves throughout the game. Yesterday was a nice complete win for them, even though they gave up two goals in the third period. The first two periods, they dominated. And then he called a timeout after the second goal that the Rangers scored, got them refocused on playing a full game, and they finished the job. Joel Hofer was really good in goal. He's been good for them. And the Blues stars scored with Janavich, Kyrou, Thomas. Kyrou's got 13, had an unbelievable goal last night. So, yeah, they're 2 points out of a playoff spot. He's got them moving along pretty well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's fun to watch. Fun when Carl gets to go down. He comes in. He's always in a better mood when he comes in the next morning and the Blues have won.
Yeah, don't get yelled
at. It's a good thing. Said he was almost late on one of those goals yesterday, though.
No, I was like, could you get fined?
Which
the
one?
The second one.
Oh, the Kyrou
the
goal?
Second, yeah, it was the Booch goal. It was the Booch goal.
Oh, the Booch goal.
Because it went in and out really quickly.
Yeah, would you be fined if there was a delay?
No, I'd get fined if I went early.
If he claimed there, if he blew the horn and they didn't actually score.
That's why it'd be stressful to have that role.
You know,
yeah.
I really hate talking about this.
Why do you think he's gray-headed? Yeah. I mean, come on, he's stressed all the time. I'm just kidding, Carl's looking at me.
I hate talking about this because every time I talk about this.
I know. Then it gets you worried about it again.
You hear about it?
No, I overthink it.
Oh, you're fine. You're a pro. Look, let me pump you up a little bit.
Thanks, Tom.
You're a pro. You're one of the best foghorn operators in the history of the NHL. You're the director of music at Enterprise Center. You are great at your job.
Thank you, Tom.
So I want you to know that we believe in you. The next time they drop the puck, just know that we said that.
I appreciate that.
Don't screw it up, Carl. You have a game tomorrow.
I have a game tomorrow. Against the Devils. The Devils aren't very good, so we should be all right.
Well, neither are the Rangers, but they gave it a run. Rangers are really banged up, too. But nobody feels sorry for it in the NHL, and they almost caught them. Mm-hmm. I think this Blues team is fun. I really do. So it's going to be
fun now.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Tom Ackerman, we appreciate your time, my friend.
Anytime, guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Hey, happy birthday to your daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
The Rubik's Cube Whiz. I'm going to forever now remember her. Audrey is the Rubik's Cube Master.
She is turning 14 tomorrow.
Wow.
She was just born.
And it's going to be a champion.
I know. How did that happen?
Erica's 18. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It just flies
by.
Spy,
doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. Anyway, have a great one, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Yeah, I love the story about Tom's daughter and the Rubik's Cube. And mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even know that was even a thing until he started telling us about it.
Well, the video during the competition that he posted, I think, had her at 17 seconds solving it. But I'm pretty sure he said that off camera when they were just at home, she was able to do it in, was it 13 seconds? And you get your own Rubik's Cube and you want to make sure that you have one that can move a little bit quicker, glides a little bit faster maybe.
Put a little WD-40 on there, get that thing zipping along.
If I could just solve a Rubik's Cube once in my life,
without
I would feel
off the stickers.
So accomplished.
In 2 hours, yeah, no kidding.
No, even if it takes me 10 hours, I would be proud of myself.
It's an algorithm.
I know, and I have not a clue how that works.
So we went into broadcasting. We didn't have
to math, Mark?
Figure it out
because algorithms. If it's math related, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's the same algorithm that says if you're talking about Kohl's, then all of a sudden you get a Kohl's thing on your phone.
Probably. Now you'll get a Rubik's Cube notification on your phone next. If we'd ever need to buy one of those days are long gone for sure.
You're never too old, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.